Good evening. Welcome, each one here. I am painfully aware tonight that this is the third service in a row that I've been privileged to lead songs at, so I'm sorry about that for your sake, but I'm afraid you're just going to have to deal with it, since I wasn't self-appointed. I'd like to start off tonight with singing the song, God is So Good, and invite you to stand if you care to sing this song. We'll sing four verses. The first verse, God is so good, obviously. And the second verse, He answers prayer. And the third verse, I love Him so. And if some of you ladies want to add some hallelujahs on that verse and on the last verse, and we repeat, God is so good again, that would be great. And on the last verse, we want to add some more parts, men sing melody, or some of the hallelujahs or something like that. That would be great. So let's sing that. I'll take two requests from you after this song. Seated. Thank you. Anybody have a selection? Number 600. All right. All right. Sing this song with excitement and anticipation.
We'll be forever.
Okay. I'll take this one over here and that one later.
580.
580. 580. After this, David will leave us in a devotional.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I enjoyed those songs we sang. The one we just got done singing, When I've Gone the Last Mile of the Way. Thinking of what we look forward to, the end of life, a reward in heaven. And I think that's something we need to keep our focus on as we go through this life. There is a better place, and that's where we want to be going to, and living for that. It's an encouraging song. This evening I'd like to talk about being encouraged, encouraging each other maybe also, and I think that's so important as children of God, as we follow God's, the command that Jesus gave us, the great command to love each other. When we love each other, we try to help each other. And when we, and a good way to do that is by being an encouragement. Encourage each other. If we see that, or if we sense someone having a, maybe they're going through a rough time, speak a word of encouragement. Maybe not only then, but make that part of our whole life, that we do it without thinking, that we're an encouragement to others. Things we say by the way we live. I'd like to look at just a few verses in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy talks about, in Deuteronomy chapter, it's chapter 1, verse 38, and also Deuteronomy 3:28. 130, we'll look at that first, Deuteronomy 1:38. As I was looking at the word encourage or encouragement, looking to see where it's found in the Bible, it's not found very often. The word encourage or encouraged is not listed very often in the Bible. I think this is the first time that we find it here. And Moses was speaking to the children of Israel, relating the history of Israel, and he was telling them here in verse 37 that he couldn't go into the land of Canaan. He said, "Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." And then in 3:28, "But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see." So a direct command from God here that he gave Moses. He told Moses, "You can't go into the land of Canaan." We know how that was, because he disobeyed God. But Joshua will go. Joshua will be the new leader. But you will need to encourage him. Moses knew what it was like to be a leader. He knew there were many discouraging times. Kind of a thankless job, I think, in a lot of ways. And God knew that too. And God knew what Joshua would face. And so he commanded Moses, encourage him, lift him up. I like that picture. The mantle being passed from one to the one great leader to the other, we could say. And as it was being passed, he was encouraging him, lifting him up. So that's a wonderful picture there. Do we encourage others? How do we encourage others? There's different ways we can do it. We can encourage each other by just being cheerful around them. We can encourage each other by, I hope tonight we can encourage each other by singing. As we lift our voices together in songs, I know I get encouraged this way. We can encourage each other by just saying a kind word, sending a birthday card or whatever, just a card for anyhow, maybe. Some of you are really good at that. When I was growing up, my grandma, on my mom's side, we called her Grossmama. She was known as Grossmama too. That's the German word for grandma. And she was known, that was what she was called. She was called Grossmama by pretty much everyone. That was just what she went by. A lot of people hardly knew her real name. But she was a real encourager. And just the other day, Rachel was going through some of my boxes, some old things, and I forgot about some of these cards I got. This is the kind of card that she would give, a birthday card. I don't know if you can see it. But anyhow, I don't think as a boy of 10 or 11 or 12. I probably didn't even read everything she wrote on there, but that was just the way she did. There's a few of them. They all look kind of like that. Just about every square inch field. You have to turn it all sides to read everything. And I think all of them says something like this on it. Sing, shine, smile for Jesus. Dear David, be a good boy, read the Bible, and sing and pray every day. I've got three cards I found here, and I think they say almost the same quote about be a good boy and sing and pray every day. So that was a blessing I had in my life. And she was a real inspiration. She had she had a stroke, and she lived for many years after her stroke, and she had a hard time getting around. Very slow in getting around. She loved to sing. You'd hear her early in the morning singing, "O Lord, my God, how great thou art." And "I owe the Lord a morning song," some of her favorite songs. So that was a real encouragement I had in my life. Another thing that was encouragement to me, and I don't know if, to this day, I don't know if this was someone did this or how this all worked, or if God was just encouraging me in this way. Probably, I think it was 14 years ago when I was a single young man, and I was facing some, I guess I was discouraged, probably. I know there were some indecisions I had, and I was just discouraged. I remember one day I was, where I was staying at, there was no one there. They had left. They were gone for a few weeks, and I had gone out on a job, and I remember I was driving along. I remember the tears coming. I just didn't know what I should do or what. There's just a lot of indecisions and pressures that I. Anyhow, I got home and I saw there was a message on the answering machine. So I pressed the play button, and here all it was. There was no one talking, but the song "Someone Is Praying for You" was singing on the answering machine. I don't know if it sang that whole song. How it got there, I don't know. I have no idea. I think it was a recording from. Sound like the recording that CAM has on their CD. Someone is praying for you. When you feel you're all alone and your heart is broken to you, remember someone is praying for you. And that was a real encouragement to me. I said, I don't know, was that someone that left it on there or how, or God just, I think it was divine anyhow. It was providential that it got there. And so that was an encouragement. I don't want to take too much time here. We have, I think, a lot to look forward to this evening in our singing here, and so at this time we'll stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this evening. Father, we thank you for your great love and your mercy to us and your kindness. Thank you that we can be your children. Father, we pray for your blessing this evening as we have this service here, that we could bring glory to your name by the songs we sing and everything that is done. And Lord, we just thank you that we have a reason to be joyful and because of Jesus, and we thank you for his blood. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of heaven we have. Just be with us further, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This time we have children singing. And all the children may come forward and stand here in front, and Miss Andrea will have some songs for you.
Thank you, Andrea and children, for singing those songs. And thank you, David, for that devotional. I just had to think that encouragement is something that can be given in so many different forms. It's pathetic that it is not dispensed more freely, I'm afraid. It also has the side benefit of usually, anyhow, blessing both the giver and the receiver. So I think we needed that encouragement, so thank you. What was that selection over here that I...
505.
Okay, 505. Sing
that song. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. To sing it by memory, of course. I think.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With thy mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With thy mouth will I make known thy
this time. Bonita has a ladies group, and you may come forward.
We are singing True Praise Song.
Thank you, ladies, for the songs. I enjoyed that. We just kept singing for a while longer. I like that song, Thank You. We're thanking God for what He has done and what He is going to do. And as we go through life, we can have this assurance as God's children that He will guide us in the right way, in a good way, as we look back at the way He has worked, and as we see where His hand has been in our lives, we can be assured that it will be there looking forward also as we live for Him. Let's go to song number 483 in your Christian hymnal. 483, Will Your Anchor Hold?
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the floods of cold air wind shall strike?
34?
In the church hymnal, number 34. Song we just sang, song of trust and faith, assurance, and I think the times we live in, especially the year we live in, this election year, that's a good thing to keep in mind. We have an anchor. So, 34, mighty God, my angels bless thee. God moves in a mysterious way. I don't think it's the tune I'm... I'm sorry? 85 in the Christian hymnal?
Is wonders true?
going to sing three songs this evening. First one is a prayer, and I feel a real need for it myself in my own life. I need thee every hour. You know, in this day and age, it's just, it seems like more than ever, we need the Lord, don't we? And this sort of goes through that and expresses different needs of the Christian. And it's a prayer for Jesus to bless us, God to bless us. Next song is called The Lighthouse. There's a lighthouse on the hillside overlooking the sea. And you know, every Christian at some point will have had that light shining. And I mean, every person that comes to Christ, at some point it's shone for them and led them in the right direction and kept us from being lost, didn't it? And then the third song is one about heaven. And we've sung it several times before, especially don't get tired of it, but this week marks 2 years that Francie passed away, and so we'd like to sing that, also in memory of all the ones from our church here, our families that are already on the other side, waiting for us. It's interesting to know how many there are, actually. There's a pretty sizable group there waiting for us on the other side.
Jesus is the lighthouse.
Thank you very much. Just love that last song and the feelings, I guess, say it stirs up in me. Hope may we all be touched by and be our foremost desire to be at home, home sweet home, in glory. Sing number 475 in the church hymnal. And after this song, maybe the last verse of this song, the chorus will come forward. I just want to thank everyone who took part and is taking part in this service this evening. And number 475, I'm pressing on the upward way.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new lives I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm homeward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up.
I just more recently, in the last several years, learned to appreciate it. Pardon me, I got hoarse. I didn't really like it most of my short life because it seemed kind of draggy. It seems like sometimes this song resonates with us because we can relate so much, so well with the thought of being weary and worn. It's an admonition for us to look beyond that to the real message of the song. It's not the fact that we're weary and worn, but that there's rest by and by. I'm thankful for that, especially in this coming week of work or death coming upon us. It seems maybe insurmountable. And the last song is a song about heaven, another song about heaven.
Mansions on high, where the fair Someday heaven's gates will swing open.